We're talking with Steve Benzinger, a Holland area mortgage expert. U.S. banks and housing groups are bracing for paperwork headaches and delays as major post-crisis mortgage reforms have taken effect. But experts say prior warnings of a blow to the housing recovery will not be proven right. As a man who's on the front lines with the mortgage situation, explain a little bit about some of these new rules that came into effect and how that affects your dealings and people who want to get a house and need to go through a mortgage agent.
Well, the qualified mortgage legislation that passed or came through on January the 11th has a lot to do with standardizing people's qualification parameters and trying to make all of the deals fit into a particular box, which is difficult because no two deals are the same. But at the same time, it is good to have standards and procedures. So I think that it's one of the things that is important is to keep customers' debt-to-income ratios, where how much they're spending on a house plus other debt doesn't exceed 43% of their gross monthly income. I think that's a very good parameter.
However, does that hurt or help in the sense of getting people into homes?
You know, I think it cuts both ways. I think that 43% debt-to-income ratio is still a fairly generous number when you look at it from a real income standpoint, but at the same time, it will squeeze some people out because previously you could go as high as almost 50% with some investors.
Now, does this really also hurt any housing boom? We're seeing more people get into houses. Will this affect of housing increase or hurt any recovery in the housing market?
I don't think so, because I think that the last 5 years have really cleaned out a lot of the problematic loans and people who have borrowing issues. I think that it's allowed lenders to sit down and reevaluate what's going on in the housing landscape and allows people who are truly qualified to buy homes to buy homes. So quite frankly, I think that this is not going to cause anything other than just a streamlining of the process in the long run.
Steve, the other thing I'm kind of wondering about is when these rules were first put in, and it was after the banking crisis and the like, there was some complaints about it that it would make it almost impossible for anybody to get a mortgage, and there was some adjustments to this, to the rules before they became enacted. Is this, in your opinion, looking at it right now, a work in progress? In other words, as we go along, say in June, and some of these new regulations aren't working, do you see perhaps regulators fiddling with these rules?
Certainly. I think that if there starts to see some downward trends in the housing sector caused by over-legislation, I could certainly see the lawmakers making some adjustments and amendments to the laws to allow for people to get into homes who are still qualified borrowers but don't meet those parameters that have been set forth in the qualified mortgage.
And finally, I don't want to make this an unfair question, but you explain a little bit about some of these new rules. As you have seen it, and we're talking maybe a couple of weeks into these new rules, what flaws are you seeing already that, hey, we got to work on this?
I think it's too early to tell. I really haven't seen any. So most of the people who are coming to me to borrow for home mortgages are pretty well qualified and fit under the qualified mortgage parameters. So I think that there will be some incidents, and I'll have to sit down with some clients and have a very difficult conversation with them as to what they need to do in order to qualify themselves. But I think that as far as just general parameters, I think that it's a good program, and I think that it's well needed in this industry.
Along those lines then, Steve, I'll follow up with this. Are you seeing people looking for a mortgage, knowing they have to be a little bit better with their credit and be a little bit better in their shape situation? Are they coming to you a little bit knowing this and being better prepared and being better for it than it was maybe a few years ago when, well, I want to buy a house and I know my credit's lousy, but they'll accept me anyway?
Indeed. I think that one thing that the industry was lacking in the mid-2000s, which led to the demise, was accountability. And I think that the new legislation that's passed really makes the borrowers accountable for their financial situation and to be prepared when it comes time for them to buy the most important thing in their lives. So I think that it's the accountability factor is huge.